Bob next year.
About if you go out sometimes in the high grass, a little bug or something bit on you to make you itch. Did you call him a chigger or a red bug or what? What is it that a tree sends down in the ground that it gets water and stuff up from? Would you just call those roots? What is it that a spider makes that catches bugs in?
Webs.
Okay. Do you have any sycamore trees around here?
No, I know of them things. Of course, right here, but I know that.
I believe that's what, was that fellow's name in the Bible? What, it was Zacchaeus or somebody climbed up in a sycamore tree.
Yeah,
when,
exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
What's the most common kind of tree around here?
Oak, I guess, and cedar.
What about an insect that comes out in the springtime sometime that is big and green and he kind of has big back legs and he hops and flies? You call him a grasshopper or hopper grass or what?
Mm-hmm. Grasshopper.
Okay. And what kind of plant is it sometimes in the springtime or the summer you get in a plant and it'll make you kind of break out an itch? Do you call that poison oak or poison ivy?
Poison ivy.
Sometimes people say that poison ivy and poison oak are the same thing. Sometimes they say they're two different things. I don't really know.
I believe it's the same thing.
Yeah. Okay, you ever grow any strawberries?
Yes, I used to fool with them too.
Aren't they a lot of trouble to grow?
Yeah.
You have to put, now we had to put straw down or something, keep them from touching the ground. If they touch the ground, they...
Well, we'd let them wake up till it got to blowing a little bit, and then there was grass or something come up around, and we'd leave that and they'd fall on this one. And I'd put it on there, down, for it to fall on.
Mm-hmm.
The sun raised strawberries. We raised them out there in a little pot side that God that come up. And I don't know why, it's something like a churn. They'd come up, and then there was some berries. They'd...
Well, I'll be.
Mm-hmm. Strawberries.
You had to
raise them.
Yeah. Did you raise a lot of them?
Oh, no. I raised a good many there, see. That was before I married this one, like my other wife, he was raising.
Mm-hmm.
I had all that garden, twice as much garden as I got now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, family's pretty big, and we just raised everything.
Did you pretty well raise just all your vegetables that you ate and everything for the family?
Yeah, I did then.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a good thing to do. That way you know you're getting, you know what you're getting, or you don't have to buy it off the counter.
That's right. That's right.
If a child came around and had some berries in his hand, he was getting ready to put them in his mouth, and you didn't know what they were, you might say, don't eat those, they might be... What?
Might be poison.
Okay. Do magnolia trees grow much around here?
No, I reckon not. I don't know what kind of tree that is.
Okay, what about, do you ever have a tree with a big old leaf on it? That you ever see one they call a cowcumber or a cucumber tree?
Oh, no.
That grows, I think, much further down in South Alabama. It's got a great big leaf on it. A woman... whose husband is dead is called a what?
A widow.
Okay. And the